Hey, this is Wayne Cook, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show Network.
From your boy Deshaun Foster, I'd like to give UCLA B team a shout out. Hope you guys keep up the good work.
Armand, sir, I'm going to jump directly to you because if you are who I think you are, I know that you've got a whole lot to say about this and you're going to have insights that a lot of us are not going to have. So please, sir, go for it. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, I just got a few things to say. He's dead spot on Coach Marion, but Coach Marion comes, I just spoke with him an hour ago. So he's hoping and waiting on a phone call to come to UCLA. So
that would be amazing.
I can confirm. I just don't know what the UCLA fan base wants, whether that's alumni, whether that's boosters. My son is actually a freshman in the program right now,
yes.
Graduated early to come there. The NIL, we might as well stop talking about that. It's just not there. And that has to come from the deep pocket people, the Wassermans,
yep.
and so and so. And if they weren't willing to give Chip Kelly that, why would they give Deshaun Foster or anybody else that? The benefit of hiring Deshaun Foster is he is an alumni, so he can reach out to the alumni base and look for that kind of support financially. Let's just be real. UCLA, everybody's on this call. UCLA doesn't care about football.
Yeah, I mean, there's that is definitely the sentiment that's very deep-rooted. And based on what we've seen from men of Westwood, this is a fan base that is checked out and needs to be revitalized. I fully agree with you on that.
My son, from 2013 to 2017, Chris Hawkins played at USC. So I've been to, I can't tell you how many UCLA games. Sitting in the stands with my son as a recruit and watching 8,000 people in the Rose Bowl, that's embarrassing. That's totally embarrassing. And the only time we come close to filling up the Rose Bowl, and that's because it's USC fans, is when we play USC. Yeah. So we have to fix the situations in-house. Coach-wise, Deshaun is going to recruit. He might is not a public figure that's outgoing and screaming out loud at the microphones. But when you know him, like I do, he recruits his ass off. He recruits Orange County. He recruits Modern Day. He recruits everywhere. He communicates very well, the whole nine yards, and he tells the truth. So at some point, UCLA has to have a person that tells the truth. I fell in love with Chip Kelly until he did what he did. And he left us stuck. Who can you go out and hire right now? I mean, we're finna start practicing in a little while.
Yep.
So who's going to come in here and take this job knowing that they don't have NIL deals set up? Deshaun was the best thing that they could do.
And that's my hope is that there is a plan for NIL going forward. Sir, I think you agree with me. NIL is the name of the game right now. Is that right?
Absolutely correct.
I have my doubts about the fact that they are directly addressing NIL. The alumni engagement is going to be the biggest part of the head coach's job. They are going to have to work that CEO part of the job to the nines. And it's just going to have to be something where they kill it with the alumni base. That is going to be the biggest part of whether this works or whether there's a viable football for a future for UCLA football in general, I think. Do you think
right.
That's fair to say?
Yeah. And it's just not about getting boatloads and boatloads of money. I think right now my son, whatever they have in place, he gets $7,500 is the NIL they have. And they have to participate in a couple camps and autograph signatures. $7,500. These kids around here getting $250,000. Washington's recruiting core last year, each one of them made $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Like, if I'm a receiver, why would I come to UCLA? Like, for what? My son can come to UCLA. It's close to home. My other son played at USC, so I've been there. Other son is actually the recruiting coordinator assistant at UW right now. Mm-hmm. So my family breathes football. So it's easy for us to come to UCLA. It's at home, right? And he has a chance to play right away. But we have to figure out money. It's not about the coach. It's not about nothing else. You get the kids when you get the money. You don't get the money, you're not going to get the elite kids.
Yep.
Look at our recruiting class. What do we have? Chris is a 4-star on Rivals. He's a 3-star on Scout. And the lineman from Mission Viejo is a 4-star. And what after that?
No, Mr. Hawkins, preach. You are absolutely 100% right. And I think everybody here would echo what you're saying. But the nature of the personality doesn't matter to me. If you can connect with alumni, you can connect with an alumni. And that's going to be the biggest thing that a head coach needs to do in terms of culture change, in my opinion. What do you make of that?
Right. You're absolutely correct. But that's all I have. I don't want to hold up you guys tonight, but I'm sitting here listening and I'm like, we need some money, period. You
Agreed.
Need some money. You're not, I mean, you're not even going to get the good level transfer portal kids because, you know, if you got, think about it. You got coaches running from head coaching jobs to take coordinator jobs because they don't want to deal with the NIL stuff.
Yep.
You know, that's sad. The day of football is over with. And we should be the top dog instead of USC. You look at our campus. Look at everything. We're in Westwood. Look at what we have to offer. Like we're playing the stepchild to USC, and we should be, you know, the main person.
That is the exact ambition that I have. There is no reason that in a world where you have a committed UCLA with the donor base that, or with the alumni base that it has, with the location, with everything that it has going for it in terms of natural advantages, is the argument that I've made forever. Thank you, Mr. Hawkins. Really do appreciate your time.
All right, you guys
is there
have
anything
a good
else
night.
You want to add?
No, you guys have a good night. Go Bruins.